This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
PGA Championship, just your thoughts on Firestone and the fact that, you know, we're not sitting here with a World Golf Championship anymore. And to me, it's sad. It bums me out that we're not going to have the tour here every year. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because you had the best 60 or 70 players in the world at that time. And that, you know, come to a small town like Akron, Ohio, I mean, obviously on one of the best courses in America. And, you know, a lot of tradition. You know, look at all the guys that came through here. All the greats in the last 70 years have went through there. And that, to not have that, it's going to be a big blow to the area. I don't know about Firestone in general, but it's just in, you know, the whole economy in Northeast Ohio, I think it's just going to be a big bummer. And, you know, I think there's so many people who look forward to it throughout the whole year.
It's about the charity, the Akron Charities, too, that, I mean, there's a lot of money that went to Akron Charities through that, and yeah. I don't know that a lot of people were talking about that going into last week.
Well, exactly. I don't know the exact numbers, but, you know, I know I've heard upwards of $10 million during some of the tournaments. Now, some tournaments give more than others and stuff like that, but when you're talking probably $3 or $4 million at a minimum for that event, just going back to local charities, that's a big number.
But Ben, what did it mean for you to play at Firestone when you had a chance? I'm sure Muirfield is amazing too, and you know, to have two great courses like that, and Inverness too in Toledo, but to have both those great courses here in the state.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people don't realize is how good of golf there is in Ohio. You know, obviously you got the great golf courses, but the players that come through here. You know, you had the greatest of all time and Jack Nicklaus. And, you know, guys like myself, Ryan Armour now, you know, Jason Kokrak playing, a lot of good amateur players as well. It's truly amazing when you look on it. You know, you don't think of Ohio as a golf. Obviously, everybody thinks of football with the Browns and the Ohio State and Indians and things like that. You just don't realize it. Actually, golf has probably got a better record than all those sports.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, Ben, is there a day that goes by, you know, you stop at a stoplight or whatever, that you don't wander back and think about the British Open?
Oh, I mean, there's days you go by, you kind of forget about it. But, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, just talking to people, and especially going to the golf course and, you know, being around golf, you hear it all the time. And, yeah, it's coming from a town of 700 people and growing up where my grandfather built the golf course, I mean, it's just truly amazing to think about what I've done. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I quit. I just thought, hey, you know, there's not much more I can accomplish. I won a major. I won three other tour events. Played on the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't get to play in the President's Cup, but, you know, I just felt like, what else can I do in the game of golf besides, you know, add titles to it? And that's not what it was about. I really enjoyed playing the game. And when the kids kind of started school full time, the love kind of fell away, but now I found a new passion in helping young kids and growing the game that way.
Ben Curtis joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Before I get to the PGA Championship, because I know you'll tell us the winner, but because we were talking about Firestone, we're talking about charity, tell me about the Ben Curtis Foundation golf outing at Firestone coming up on the 21st.
Yeah, so on the 21st, we got an afternoon of great golf on the Firestone North Course, which is my favorite, by the way.
Because of the water?
Yeah, it's the one across the street from the South Course. I just love it. I think undulations, you got dog legs, the water. It's just more playable. It's a little bit easier, and it's not as hard as the South Course. But we've got a great day, afternoon golf there. We're going to do a clinic beforehand. Obviously, afterwards, we'll have awards and then a live auction. So a couple of the items that we have all four winners from the majors last year signed a flag, so we got those framed. So it's a really neat item. We did that a couple of years ago, and that was a huge hit. And then also we got a Lou Holtz signed helmet and four tickets to a Notre Dame Florida State game in November. So that's just a little bit of taste of what we have. And then also We've got hole-in-one prizes. They include cash, BMW. You can win tickets to a Ohio State Michigan game and then also to the Masters. So it should be a great day of fun, and obviously to raise money for charity is the main cause, and you know, help alleviate childhood hunger.
And that's the BenCurtisFoundation.org website for more info, right?
Yeah, correct. BenCurtisFoundation.org, and it's called the Ben Curtis Golf Classic.
Yeah, it is. I think it's interesting, too, that you know, you talk about childhood hunger and trying to alleviate that. There's a lot of kids, especially with school starting in just a few weeks, that have their last meal at school on Friday and don't see another meal until Monday. And I think that's something that we've talked about, you know.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, it's no matter what the situation is at home, you know, it's never the kids' fault. And for them to think, you know, especially around the holidays and like spring break, Christmas, like the long breaks, that's when it's really tough on the kids. And so we're just trying to help in that cause so the kids can get a better education and hopefully, you know, better their lives.
All right, BenCurtisFoundation.org is ready to go. Tell me about PGA Championship. First of all, this is the last time it'll be this late in the year, right? We're moving it up.
Yeah, they're moving it to May, which I think is a great thing because I think, like, for example, they're in St. Louis and it's 100 degrees. So they can't quite get the course the way they would like it to play, where it could get firm and fast. And that's when it gets really difficult. And I just looked at the leaderboard a little while ago, and I think, what is it, 9-under was winning. And you just it's not that it's a bad thing for a major championship, but I think you would like to see that maybe be the winning score, not a score that you see on a Friday afternoon. But, because it's so hot and humid, they got to kind of be careful because they can ruin the golf course, and that's the last thing they want to do. But moving it to May, they could have more chances to move it, like go back to Belrive here in a few years, and, you know, it could get where it could get really firm and fast and play to the potential where it can be really difficult. But it's a great golf course. I played it back in, I'm going to say it was 2010. They had a FedEx event there, so it's a great golf course. It's just a shame that it's, you know, going to be so hot.
Hey, Ben, let's say you and I and Andy and somebody else, we're going to go out with a foursome this afternoon. It's at the local course. Well, say a 15 to 18 handicap. What's the common thread between guys, let's say a 15, that what'll stop them from becoming a 12 or a 10?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just putting the work into it and the time. You know, I've given a lot of lessons here in the past few years, and the guys come to me and then we'll work on some things, and they'll come back in a month or so, and they've only touched the club twice. So if you can't put the hours in, it's going to be really difficult to get better. And, you know, we're going to be working on the same things over and over again. So that's probably the number one thing. And the second thing is short game. You know, that's the easiest part of the game that you can improve on to help improve your scores. Because you can become a better driver, it doesn't matter how far you have, but if you can't get in the hole from 100 yards in two or three shots, you're not going to get better, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So I think most people make the mistake to go to the range and they just pound the driver because they see Dustin Johnson and Koepka hitting it 340 yards down the fairway. And I think, you know, the big thing that, most amateurs can learn from is if you can practice your short game and improve that, your scores will get better.
Yeah. Ben, do you think Firestone, now that they don't have an event, could get PGA Championship? And I got to think May would be a concern because I think about, you know, Muirfield and the rain they've had down there and even Mill Creek getting rain at the same time. But, I think about that might be a hindrance for Firestone to get a PGA Championship.
Yeah, I think, you know, if they would have the same date now, it would have a much better chance. But it may be U.S. Open. I think it would fit right up a U.S. Open. You know, it's right there what they need it to be. It's got the length. It's got the tightness. It's very difficult as well. So I think that would be your best chance. Obviously, the PGA being, I've heard it was like the second week of May, and that would just be too early for here.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, who's winning this weekend? Who do you got? You always give us a winner.
After yesterday's round, I really thought I saw some of the highlights, and Ricky Fowler looked really good, but I didn't like his comments afterwards. He goes, "Let's not talk about Sunday yet." And I'm like, he must not be as confident as I think he looked as yesterday, but.
Huh.
I'm going to go against what he said. I think I'm going to pick Ricky Fowler. I think Koepka is playing great. I had dinner with his caddy last week, and who was my caddy for several years, and he said he's just playing really good. So, but Justin Rose is playing good as well. So I'm going to say Ricky Fowler, but, you know, as you say, there's probably 80 guys that can win it right now.
You know, it's funny because, you know, Fuzz, right? Fuzz at Firestone Bartender. Yeah, yeah. He said Ricky Fowler, too. So you're good there. I think if you think Fowler's got a shot, he's got that.
Well, bartenders and caddies have all the inside
don't
information.
They? Ben,
oh,
right?
Yeah. They hear everything. So those caddies talk a lot more. Obviously, players keep stuff in. They don't want to tell their peers what they're doing and how good or bad they're playing. So, yeah, no doubt.
Ben, last question for you. What's harder? Let's just say on Saturday you've got a five-stroke lead, okay, and you're going into Sunday with a five-stroke lead. Is it harder mentally to have that, or is it harder mentally to have like a one- or a two-stroke lead going into Sunday?
Well, I think it's harder with a bigger lead, and I had it back when I won the Booz Allen in 2006. I ended up winning by five. I think I had a four- or five-shot lead, but then several months later I only had a one-shot lead at the 84 Lumber, and I felt way more comfortable at the 84 Lumber because you just know that one little mistake or you make a double and you get too relaxed, I think, as well. You're not as focused. One-shot lead, I mean, that can change on the first hole. Five-shot lead takes several holes usually. So I just think, you know, you're just a lot more mentally sharp if you had only a one-shot lead. But I think playing from one or two behind, you're very relaxed and you can just there's no pressure on you, right? You can just go out and go low.
Yeah, I always wondered. I lied. This is my real last. Only because you can answer this, and I don't have anybody else that can answer this. Is it hard to ice out noises that you're hearing on the like? Oh, let's just say you two putt on a hole and you're in contention, and then all of a sudden you hear the rumbling cheers to the right or to the left of you. Like, I don't know how players can keep that out of their head, not knowing, and then you got momentum building. At least that's the way I see it. I don't know how you guys ice that stuff out.
Well, here's how I look at it. If you're really confident and you're comfortable with where your game is, then that's when you don't hear any of that. It's when, like when I won the Open, I mean, I was in a zone, and I was kind of like was a Costner from Bill Durham, you know, clear the mechanism or whatever. And that's kind of what it was. I mean, a lot of that a week is a blur because I was so focused and so nothing really distracted me. And so, but the times, like, I remember the year before I won the 84 Lumber, I had a, going into Saturday, I had a two-shot lead or whatever, and I let everything distract me. So obviously I must not have been real confident with where my game was. And I think that's what it boils down to. It's just how confident are you with where your game is? And I think that's what now, you might ask Ricky Fowler or Tiger Woods, they'll probably give you something totally different.
Right.
So it's individual based.
All right. I want to make sure we plug the event one more time. And Ben, by the way, thank you so much for coming on with us. We always appreciate your time. BenCurtisFoundation.org. It's the 2018 Ben Curtis Golf Classic. It's at Firestone. They'd like for you to register by the 14th. So you got 4 days to register if you want to do that. And then the event is coming up on the 21st, correct?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.